Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Welcome, everyone, to Uniquely Designed Talk. This is your host, Nayshawn Turner, and I am so excited that you are here with me today. I am so excited about today's topic, and I hope that you are, too. Listen, we're going to be talking about just a really heavy topic to really think about, you know, because I want to stir something up in you today that will really help to push you forward into the destiny that's awaiting you. And so I want to welcome you. Thank you for joining me. And also I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call someone. I want you to text them. I want you to Facebook them and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air at Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Radio Show. And she's going to be talking about what would you do if you only had 3 months to live. What would you do if you really only had 3 months to live? Now, that's a deep question, but I want to get into some deep conversation tonight. And so I want this whole conversation to inspire you, to motivate you, to empower you, to begin to step out into your life, the life that you've been dreaming about, the life that you've been talking about, the life that you've been desiring to have, because now is the time. Now is the time to do it. And listen, if you want to call into the show, just call right now. The number is 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. And listen, you can be live on the show. I would love for you to call in just to chat with me, ask a question, give a comment, give me some feedback. Just share your thoughts with me. I'm looking forward to hear from you tonight. I think we already have a caller on the line, so I do see you. But before I take calls, I just want to kind of jump into what I want to share tonight. And then I want you guys to just flood the phone lines and let's just have a great time tonight. All right? All right. Well, listen. I want to ask you a question. What would you really do if you only had 3 months to live? I mean, this question by itself will make anyone pause and think just for a moment. You know, it's kind of like what the church would say, have a Selah moment, right? Just a pause for a moment, right? And we know that this question will make most people hopefully examine how they are living their lives now and how they might live it differently from here on out. Well, you know, on today's show, as I said, we're going to be talking about going after your dreams today, y'all. And we are going to discuss what you would do in the next 90 days and who you want to be doing it with or for whom. And in addition to that, we're going to discuss who you want to become in the process. And hopefully this show will empower you to stop putting off doing things tomorrow, what you can really do today. All right? You know, when I think about this question, and I've been thinking about it for a little bit now, and I've asked myself and I've asked others, and I've just kind of wondered, you know, that what would we really do if we knew we only had 3 months to live? You know, many of us, we live as if tomorrow is promised to us, and we all know that it's not promised to us. And the reality is that the clock is ticking, right? The clock is ticking, and that one day it's going to come to an end. But I want to ask you, when that time comes, would you be happy at what you accomplished? Would you be satisfied with the legacy that you left behind? Because this life is not just about the things that we possess, right? But it's really about how we can make a difference on the planet, make a difference in somebody else's life. And so I want to kind of stir you. I kind of want to provoke you. I kind of want to challenge you, you know, to think about how you're living today and what you would do differently. You know, many times when I have a conversation with people about this, they say, oh, if I only had 3 months to live, I would travel, or I would start that business. I would lose weight, or I would get right some wrongs that I've done, or I would laugh more. I would, give more. I would go after that dream job, or I'll start my business. I'll get married. I'll start a family. I'll retire. I'll write that book. I'll start that web show. I'll go back to school. All of those things are things that people say they would do if they only had 3 months to live. But here's the question I want to pose to you right now. Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Why is there not that urgency for you to show up now in your life? Because you know what? People are waiting on you. People are waiting for what you have to offer. And so we have to have an urgency within us right now to say, you know what? We have to live as if tomorrow is not promised. And if we live like that, the urgency will well up in us for us to take action today. And so I want to encourage you, get that urgency. Think about what it is that's lying in your belly, lying within you, that you know that you have not even begun to tap the surface of that thing. Whatever that is, that dream, that desire, that calling, whatever it is, get the urgency about it. Because guess what? People are on hold because they're waiting for you, because you put yourself on hold. The other thing, when I think about that question, is, you know, the reason why we don't go after is because we're not valuing our time. You know, I recently created this program called the 7-Day Fierce Focus Challenge, right? And it's because we have to get fierce and serious about our time, meaning that we can't just blow our time off watching TV, being on social media and hanging out with everybody, but we got to get serious because there are some things that's at stake in us, and there is an open window in our lives now, an open opportunity for us to pursue the things that we have, but we have to value our time. We can't keep wasting time thinking that we have all the time in the world, because as I set up earlier and said earlier at the beginning of the show, we don't know what's promised to us, right? So number one, we have to have the urgency. Number two, we have to value our time. Number three, there has to be an obsession. You have to be obsessed with maximizing your potential. You know that how you are right now and the things that you've done, there is so much more. And so I want you to become obsessed of what more can I do? You know, can I push myself to the limit? What's the ultimate thing or the optimum life that I can live? And the only way you're going to find that out is that you have to become obsessed with discovering what that looks like, what your potential really looks like if you just unleash it, if you go full force, if you go full out, if you stop playing small and you begin to play at the level in which you belong, you'll be amazed at what you can do. So I want you to become obsessed. Obsessed with maximizing your potential, because there is so much more for you to that's ready to unfold in your life so that you can become everything that you were meant to become. And listen, the next thing is the fear. Do you have a fear of dying with regrets? Fear of dying with regrets. Listen, I know that, you know, you don't want to die empty. You want to die empty. You don't want to die full with all this stuff in you, all these books, all these movies, all these plays, all these songs that's in you. Whatever that's in you, you want to make sure that you die empty. You don't want to die, you know, with regrets within you. And I know that some people fear that. And I fear dying with regrets. Well, you don't have to regret anything. If you make a decision today that I'm going to live full out, I'm going to go after what it is that I know that's in me to do. There is a call. Vocation means call, right? And so there is a calling that all of us have to fulfill, and we have to decide that, you know what, I'm going to do that, because I don't want to look up, you know, on my deathbed or with talking to other people and say, you know what, I wish I had. you know, I woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? We don't want to have that as our last word of testament, right? We want to be able to say, I did it all. I did everything that I was supposed to do. I finished my course. I finished the race, you know, and hopefully it's well done, and so I can move on, right? And that you've left something behind, that legacy for someone else to follow. And then the last thing I want to say, you know, when it comes to us, you know, recognizing that, you know, we don't have a lot of time, right, is that we have to be determined that what you were created to do and be, you're going to do that. You just have to have that determination. And so I want to ask you, are you determined that you're going to live your life like it's your last, right? Are you going to live today like there is no tomorrow? Are you going to work today like you don't have a promise of tomorrow, right, that you don't have a second chance, you don't have another option, you don't have the option to fail, right? You have to be able to decide that, you know what, today is the day that I'm going to make a change. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to do a shift, a paradigm shift in how I think about my life and how I think about what's in me and how I think about the importance of getting all of that out, because it's important that you maximize who you were meant to be and how you were meant to live at this time and this hour in your life. So listen, excuse me, I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to take this caller. I hope the caller is still there. Let's see. Hello, caller, are you still there? Hello, caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. Hi, how are you? Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk. Who am I talking to? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you now. Who am I talking with?
With my phone. I'm sorry. This is Tanya Johnson.
Hey, Tanya. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I am doing great. I'm doing great. So let me ask you the question. What would you do if you only had 3 months to live?
I would probably not stress about some of the minute things that I stress about. The everyday things that...
Go ahead, I hear you.
The everyday things that I kind of nag myself about, I would just truly live life to the fullest and not worry about those things. Once I've made a decision, just let that be my decision.
So what could you do right now to begin to eliminate all of those things that you have worried about, that you've allowed perhaps to consume your thoughts and keep you, you know, where you are instead of where you really want to be? What could you begin to do today in the next 90 days?
Probably plan better so that my decision can be my decision. So better preparation if it was possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, the old saying that, you know, if we fail to plan, right, we plan to fail. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that could eliminate, you know, the worry and the stress, you know, like you said, planning. And you know, strategizing on what things that perhaps you need to eliminate out of your life that is causing you to stay engaged with that. So do you have a support system of someone that can assist you and walking you through, reminding you, keeping you accountable when you are getting in that place of worry and concern?
I do. I would say that I do. It's just a matter of me not being stubborn and actually welcoming that support advice.
Okay. Okay. So you realize there's some stubbornness that has to that you have to deal with within yourself. But other than that, I think having the desire of what you want to do is going to push you past the stubbornness, because I think the desire to have that more is something that it sounds like you're willing to release in order for you to walk fully in who you've been called to be. So tell me, when you think about the next 90 days, what other things can you begin to do that's going to cause you to start living more fulfilled in what you want to see happen and experience in your life? What would that really look like for you within the next 90 days if you start planning and you start doing the things that you're talking about now, uprooting the stubbornness out and all those kinds of things and utilizing your support system?
The word that really sticks out for me is freedom, because that would alleviate the bondage of just trying to make sure everything else around me is content and just living freely on what is healthy for me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. And this is what this is all about, is having freedom, because a lot of people don't feel free enough to pursue what's going to fulfill them, what's going to make them happy. Many times we are concerned about, okay, if I change, that means that, you know, people may not accept this change or accept how I am responding to me and how I'm showing up for me now and how, you know, I'm putting me on my own to-do list and that recognizing that I matter. And so if that begins to happen, some people fear that other people may not identify with that and may not like that and may not want that. But see, when it comes to living our life full out, it's about taking a risk and saying, okay, you know what, this may not make this person happy, but it's showing up making me happy. And the bottom line is, it's your life. And so if you don't live it the way that you desire to live it in order to bring that fulfillment and satisfaction, right, then your living is really in vain, because then there you've lived a sad life, but you were trying to make sure everybody else was happy. And so I think that when we live a life of happiness for ourselves, then we're able to pass forward that happiness to other people, because they see that we have definitely touched into that place of happiness. So, well, thank you so much for calling. So what do you think so far about what I've shared?
I think it's phenomenal, and in his tone, I think it's healthy to, as you said, be free, live freely, and it's in the sense of being stress-free life, and that's always healthy if you can alleviate that.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Absolutely. But I thank you for calling in, and I so appreciate it. I think the listeners listening to that word freedom, I think that was so right on point, you know, with what I'm talking about, being free to live your life to the fullest. That's what it's all about. And stop postponing your life and putting it on hold for whatever reason, you know, but now making that decision today that I'm going to live life today. So thank you, Tanya, for calling in. I so appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I tell you, I am so excited, you know, to hear Tanya say that, listen, when you really decide that I'm going to live life, that means freedom. And how many of you really, really want to be free? How many of you really want to feel like, okay, you know what? I'm going to live life, and I'm going to be happy living my life. You know, it's so important for us to recognize that we're not to live our life for other people, you know, because you only got one life to live. And so if you're not satisfied, if you're not happy with the life that you're living, if you're not even doing the thing that you want to do, then how are you going to be able to convince others, to persuade others that, you know, they can have a fantastic life, they can have a life that is fulfilling, they can leave that legacy behind? And so it's important for us to think about that, again, to have that urgency and realize, you know what, I don't have a whole lot of time. You know, time is ticking away. And I don't mean that you're going to, you know, something's going to happen to you, but I mean that there are windows of opportunity that we need to seize right now, because sometimes that door doesn't open anymore. And so we need to make sure that we're putting every effort into what it is that we are that we desire to do, that we desire to see happen, that we desire to see manifest in our lives, that we have to be decide that we're going to be fearless in pursuing, you know, that which we were created for, right? And so that's why I'm having coming up soon in June 9th. I want you to mark your calendars, June 9th. I'm going to be doing a workshop called Rock Your Purpose, Rock Your Life. Why? Because there is a purpose that all of us have been assigned to walk in, and it's important for us to know what that is. And so, as I said, you know, purpose cannot be purchased. It can only be discovered. And so in this workshop, we're going to discover all of these great things that's in you so that you can live the life that will leave a legacy behind, that you can live a life that is fulfilling and satisfying, that you can live a life of freedom, as Tanya had mentioned. And so I want you guys to join me. The information is going to be on my website at NeshaunTurner.com. It will be posted tomorrow. And so just keep tuning in. Keep looking on my website for the upcoming events, because it is going to be phenomenal. And so I want you to join me in rocking your purpose so that you can rock your life. Listen, we need to live and desire to live a rock star life. What do I mean by that? I'm not talking about celebrity. I'm not talking about, you know, all the fame and the riches and all of that. But what I'm saying is you need to be able to rock out your life knowing that, hey, this, my life is great. And you need to be able to tap into the greatness that's in you. The greatness is the uniqueness of who you have been called to be and what you have been called to do. And so this is the time to discover that and to go into it, go full out into it and desire that this is how I'm going to live my life from here on out, right? This is not a momentary thing. This is a thing that you can decide today how you're going to do it. So I just want to share with you guys how important it is for us to think about our life every day, how we're living it. What are we doing to make a difference? What are we doing to get to where we want to be? How are we handling the stresses and the pressures that come in? And are we allowing those things to hold us back, to keep us paralyzed, to postpone us living the life that we know we can have, right? A lot of us have dream lives. A lot of us have visions about what we really want to see our life look like. But guess what? It's going to take the action for you to move forward and decide, okay, I'm going to do this, and begin to plan out, begin to strategize, begin to take steps. Just whether it's big steps or little steps, just move. Any step will get you closer to where you want to be than where you are right now. And so I just want to encourage you guys to think about this. Just take some time, meditate on it. Go home, write down what you would do if you only had 3 months to live. Journal about it, and so that you can begin to examine your life and see, you know, how close are you to doing the things that you want to do, or what are those stumbling blocks, those obstacles, those things that are hindering you? What people do you need to let go of that is constantly causing you not to go after what you know you should have and what you should be doing? So this particular show is for those who want more, who want to have more, want to do more with their life, and they want to make a difference. And I hope that you really think about the four things that I mentioned before, which is about being able to have the urgency, you know, that is necessary, valuing your time, being obsessed about maximizing your potential, fear of dying with regret, that you don't want to do that, but you want to die empty. You don't want to die full. And then being determined that you are going to do exactly what you were created to do. So listen, thank you guys for joining in the show today. I think we had another caller, but we lost that caller. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And listen, follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, there's a blue button right there. Just push the button and you'll know what shows are coming up. And then share the broadcast. There are other people that I know that you know that need to hear this message, that need to think about how they're living today so that they can choose to live differently and better tomorrow. This whole podcast is all about empowering you so that you can uniquely to empower your life. And so I want you to continue to follow me. Follow me on Twitter at @Nayshawn_Turner. Of course, I'm on Facebook at @NayshawnTurner-UniquelyDesignedCoaching. And I'm on Instagram. Yes, I am, Nayshawn Life Coach. So listen, join me. I would love to see you at the workshop that's coming up in June 9th. Rock your purpose so you can rock your life. And listen, continue to tune in because we're going to have more good stuff that's going to help you uniquely design your life. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Design Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.